comedy or sci-fi doctor dramedy, if you want to quote the actual show. And yeah, it's about a fish out of water kind of story where an alien crash lands on Earth, has to assume the identity of a human being in order to remain undetected. And unfortunately, that comes at a very steep price, as he has to kill the person whose identity he steals. And then, yeah, we follow his adventures kind of, you know, how should I say, masquerading as the town doctor in order to fix his ship and complete his mission, which is incidentally to kill everyone. And so but in doing that, he develops some relationships, and there are also people who are looking for him. So there's a lot of tension throughout the show, but it's mostly a lot of humor as well and a lot of touching moments between the characters.
Very nice. And congratulations on the renewal. Very happy about that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about doing this?
The biggest challenge for me was that it was my first time being a part of such a huge comedic project. And I've always been very drawn to comedy, but it was very intimidating, especially because the cast was so talented. You know, Alan, I've been a longtime fan of Alan Tudyk. I love everything he does, whether it's, you know, Firefly or even doing voices for Disney projects and things like that. He's someone that I really admire. And so getting to work on the same show as him, not so much opposite him, because our characters are very far removed from each other most of the show, but just knowing that he was there bringing the kind of caliber that he brings, and then seeing all the other regulars do their thing, everything got very real very quickly, and I wondered if I would be able to keep up. And, you know, as the show's been airing, I've been watching the episodes, and I gotta say I'm rather happy with what I've done, just in terms of saying that my nerves have subsided after seeing the final product. I'm not looking at myself saying, wow, that's terrible. So it's been a relief to see the show, to say the least.
And tell me a little bit about working, especially with Alan. It sounds like a dream come true. I'm low-key jealous of you.
Absolutely. I mean, I got to meet Alan several times. Whether it was table reads, or sometimes we did intersect briefly on set if we were shooting the same day. But we only had, you know, very few scenes actually together, one of them being one that we see in episode 4, I think it is, where we meet in the bathroom. But beyond that, obviously I don't want to give too much away, but I really didn't get to work with him that much. But just being near him, he's just such a wonderful person. You know, he's always bringing this unique level of energy, and he makes people feel very comfortable. You know, he's very easy to talk to, and he's very curious about everyone. So just all in all, you couldn't ask for anybody better to lead a show, you know.
Incredible. And what was your favorite part about filming?
Oh, my favorite part about filming was definitely hanging out with Mandel. She's just so much fun. The first day we met, we immediately got along, and she's someone who cares so much about the people around her. And we've become so close. We text, you know, every other day. And yeah, that was the biggest takeaway for me, especially on a daily basis, was getting to spend time with her and getting to know her and developing a friendship with her.
And what do you hope people like about the show? If you could just say one thing that they hope they like about it, what would it be?
I hope they laugh. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things ever, is to make people laugh, especially in surprising and unexpected ways. And the show delivers so much off-the-cuff humor and great moments in the writing and in the improv that the actors bring to it. So I just go into every episode looking for that one moment that's going to make me belly laugh. And so far, it's been, you know, 8 for 8 as far as I'm concerned. So that's the number one takeaway. I hope people just really enjoy themselves watching it, and I hope they get a good laugh out of it to kind of break up their week, you know.
And now that you know that you're coming back, who are some people you want to see guest star on the show?
Oh, well, obviously we want to see Linda Hamilton come back, because that working with her was just a dream come true, and she is truly the loveliest person ever. So definitely want her to keep coming back. Guest stars on the show, I mean, that's a good question. Obviously, some more Firefly guest would be great. You know, Jewel State, Nathan Fillion. I mean, he already played an octopus, but you know, if we could see him in human form, that would be great. Raina Bacher and like anybody really from Firefly, I would die if I saw them. So, as a nerd myself, that would be my number one request. But we'll see.
Yeah, don't die though. We love you.
No, I hope I don't. I mean, I can't say, but you know.
Total fanboy. Yes, I get it. I get
it. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying that's what I'm doing right now, low-key fangirling, so.
Oh, no. Well, you're holding it together very well, so.
Thank you.
You could have fooled me. But I'm really happy with the response that Logan's character has gotten, because I'm happy when I go on Twitter and see what people are saying about our characters. I remember watching the first few episodes with my friends, and they were genuinely shocked at Lisa's behavior when she killed the cowboy and how violent she was. And, you know, all my friends, well, not all my friends, but most of my friends are guys. And we were all kind of communicating with each other. And they were just like, dude, what's wrong with this woman? Like she is off her rocker. And then as I watch, you know, the episodes and I watch the tweets, I can still see the same sort of comments coming out, people being like, either they think she's really badass or they think she's just crazy. And everybody just feels really bad for Logan for being stuck with her. And I'm like, good, that I'm glad people are sympathetic to me.
As it should be, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And what was I going to say? And what else are you working on? Or is this your baby right now working on this project?
This is definitely the baby, especially with the renewal that just got confirmed. You know, I think all hands are on deck as far as Resident Alien goes. But I am working on another project right now. It's a Netflix animation series that I can't say anything about, unfortunately, because it's not really been announced. But that's one thing I'm hoping I'll be able to talk more about before the year is over. But for now, that's pretty much all I can say. So it's all attention is on Resident Alien for the moment.
Nice. We'll just call that super secret project in the article.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
And tell me a fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact. Oh, man. You know, you get asked these questions all the time, and I never have an answer prepared. Fun fact, a weird fact is it's totally pointless, but I was born with one kidney. And it's something I only found out when I was 18 years old. A lot of people know that about me. It never comes up. But yeah, when I was 18, I had appendicitis. And then when I went to the doctor for my follow-up after the surgery, he told me, he asked me if I knew I only had one kidney. And I said, no. And he was like, well, yeah, you only have
surprise.
One. Surprise. Yeah, surprise. And I said, well, was that bad? He said, no, it's fine. I mean, you only have one, so don't, you know, don't ruin it. But you should be okay. And then he kind of sent me on my way.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, yeah, exactly. But I mean, I guess a more fun fact for me is always, like, I love to talk about all my nerdy stuff like video games and anime. And so, you know, I'm always fully immersed in that. Like, pretty much every day I watch something anime related or just anime in general, or I play some video games. You know, I'm a very uncomplicated person.
Nice. What's your favorite anime and video game?
Oh, boy. My favorite video game is Mass Effect, and they're doing actually a re-release of the original trilogy coming out at the end of May, I believe. So I pre-ordered that last night. Going to go through those again because, yeah, those are my favorite games for sure. But, I mean, the list is – there is a list, but at the top of the list is definitely Mass Effect. And my favorite anime also happens to be my favorite TV show, period, and it's Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I have a giant poster of it I'm staring at right now in my room. So wherever I go, the Elric brothers are never far away. But my big, like, obsession for the last 10 years has consistently been One Piece. I just cannot get enough of it. I hope that, you know, I get to witness the end of it whenever that may be, because it's been so long. Like, some people started this show and then they just died and it's still going. And I every time I think about that, I get so sad. Like, there's some people who lived and didn't get to see One Piece end. And I don't want to be one of those people. I want to see it end.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm familiar with Full Metal, though, because my brother likes that show.
Oh, man. If you haven't seen it, like, it's crazy. Because I watched, there were two shows, right? There was the original show that came out in, like, the mid-2000s, around 2005, I think. And that show was great, but it didn't follow the actual story from the comic because the comic wasn't completed at the time. And then they kind of did a reboot in 2010, and that was Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and that did complete the story along with the comic, and it was just, it was a masterpiece. I've seen the entire show probably 6 or 7 times, and I never get tired.
Very nice. And
oh, yeah.
since we are a TV site, what other than that are you watching? What else are you watching?
I'm blitzing through Firefly Lane right now. Enjoying that very, very much. It's a lot of fun. Plus, it's, you know, another local production here in Vancouver, so it's cool to see a bunch of people that I know on an awesome show that's doing extremely well. I'm a big Riverdale watcher as well, so I'm keeping up to date with that. And yeah, just like as far as the anime as well, I'm keeping up with some recent anime, Promised Neverland, Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah, just like whatever's popular, I try to usually take a peek at. And if I like it, I stick with it. So those are pretty much the shows I'm watching consistently week to week. And of course, One Piece. Yeah, keeping up with One Piece. But I read One Piece, so I already know what's going to happen in every episode because I'm like a couple of years ahead from what they're showing on TV. But it's still amazing.
Nice. And where can we find you on social media?
My handles are all at Alex Barima on Twitter, at Alex Barima, and then on Instagram at Alex Barima. Neither of them is verified, unfortunately, but hopefully we're going to change that soon, hey?
Yeah, sounds good. And thank you so much for taking the time today. I truly appreciate you.
Honestly, it's my pleasure, Sammy. Anytime.
All right. Good luck with everything. Congratulations.
Okay. Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye.